USA Radio News.
A Pennsylvania judge sentenced Bill Cosby to 3 to 10 years in state prison for aggravated indecent assault. Cosby was also listed as a sexually violent predator, which means he will undergo lifetime counseling and will be listed on the sex offender registry. USA Radio Network's legal analyst Frederick Penny on what's next for Cosby.
More than likely, his team is going to ask for a stay pending appeal because they're clearly going to appeal this case. There may be a conflict of interest with Judge O'Neill, and they're going to appeal that.
Tuesday, President Trump addressed the UN General Assembly in New York City. The president hit on a wide variety of topics, including the U.S. economy and accomplishments under President Trump, immigration, and North Korea. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson reacts to the speech.
Well, it was very typical President Trump, very nationalistic, unilateral statement.
This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.